Now you already know what time it is.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at.
Calling myself Analytic Dreams on this podcast, Notorious Mass Effect, safe to say that this is the most dreamlike analytics we will ever see. And I'm not exaggerating one bit. As Taylor Swift just, and let me pull this up on the screen so y'all can see this. This is actually insane. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift, as you can see right here, let's start with the market share. So I thought Taylor Swift was independent. For some reason, UMG and Republic is credited under this. So it brought their market share because I thought she was going to help the others, which is right here. I thought she was going to help this tab because usually it's lower than Sony and Warner all the time, right? I thought Taylor Swift was going to put this metric for the first time above Warner and Sony and UMG. Well, not UMG because they, without Taylor, they have like 60% of the market share. But anyways, safe to say that UMG taking credit for this album. Now it puts their market share even higher to the point where it's the highest I've ever seen it. And, you know, it makes sense why. And it is currently standing as 90%. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift boosted UMG's market share by 30%.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at.
Just one human boosted an entire company's market share by 30%. Just keep that in mind, right? But that's not it. Taylor Swift. Oh, I took off the number. Hold on. I'm trying to be a W Tech guy. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. Taylor Swift did 4 million plus first week. You know, it comes to a point where covering the music industry, you just have to give it up. And the reason why I say that is because, of course, I show my banner all the time whenever I'm talking about a specific artist that I've put on my banner. And the reason why is because calling my podcast Notorious Mass Effect, safe to say I like to get into the gaming and music icons that affect the masses notoriously, right? Taylor Swift had to end up on my banner because I used to specifically focus on hip-hop, but then you come to realize hip-hop, quiet as kept, is having one of its worst performative years in quite some time. I mean, shout out to Cardi B. She's representing right now, having the fourth most played album currently with 64,000 sold as far as its past week. But when it comes to other hip-hop artists, we've seen Drake, we've seen Kendrick, and we've seen Big X the Plug have longevity on the charts. I'm not talking about high sales because Playboi Carti, Tyler the Creator could be amongst those, right? But as far as longevity, having tracks on the charts, safe to say Big X the Plug, Drake, and Kendrick are the only hip-hop heads to really be doing phenomenal numbers as far as who's leading the pack. Now, getting back to Taylor Swift, because this is going to be focusing on her entirely. Well, not entirely, because, you know, we just got into that hip-hop side tangent. But the main thing I was wanting to get into is not only are these numbers just straight up asinine. Like, these numbers are astronomical. Like, we would never see anything like this. When I compare her to Michael Jackson, strictly from an analytical perspective, it's for a reason. These numbers are not even being touched slightly by her next up as far as competition. And who's her next up? Well, I'm glad you asked. Morgan Wallen, his album, I'm the Problem, I've been talking about extensively throughout this entire year how he's been putting BTA on the entire music industry. He debuted with 493,000 first week. So to put in perspective, Taylor Swift just did 4 million plus first week. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift is in our own league, and that's an understatement.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
So looking at her boosting UMG's market share by at least 30%, I wanted to go into Taylor Swift's marketing rollout and dive deeper into what she's been doing. Because, of course, I have her explaining just the creation process of this album and giving it to her fans, but on the Jimmy Kimmel late night show. But first, I wanted to talk about how not only is Taylor Swift putting BTA on the industry to the point where her numbers aren't even comparable to any other musician on planet Earth. Not even comparable. But she also put out a movie that did phenomenal in the box office. And it was just behind the scenes footage, lyric videos, and Taylor Swift's overall reflection on the album. And it was announced just 2 weeks prior. It was not extended beyond the initial weekend. So limited exposure as far as the movie theaters. A very short announcement as far as to release date. And people showed up in droves to the point where not only did it sell 34 million as far as domestic, not only did it go 16 million as far as international opening weekend, but overall it had 50.1 million as far as global opening weekend, which was the highest grossing album debut event film ever. And before I play my bomb drop, you want to know what it was second to? You want to know Taylor Swift's second competition as far as going from a musician to the box office strictly off lyric videos and behind the scenes footage? The second person that was able to accomplish numbers like this was Taylor Swift once more as far as the Swift's Eras Tour, which sold 261.7 million total. So as far as the Glazathon, I do believe when people say and talk about, hilariously I might add, my coverage of Drake, because you know he's my favorite artist, I just keep it 8 more than 92 as far as who's putting up phenomenal numbers in the landscape of the music industry. And because of what I do, I always have to reiterate that when it comes to sales, it does not equal high quality. I'm not sliding Taylor Swift, I'm not sliding Drake, I'm basically broadening this point. Just because you sell a lot does not mean it's top.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Quality. But just because you don't sell does not mean you're making absolute trash. The two do not correlate, but sometimes it does. In Taylor Swift and Drake's case, I believe they make high quality music. When it comes to the exposure and engagement, their numbers are through the roof. And of course, I'm not correlating that with quality. I'm just letting you know from an engagement factor that a lot of brands look at, they are outperforming their competition by a landslide. So anyways, the reason why I say that is because we have the one and only Taylor Swift talking about how she gave her album to the masses, and of course the thinking process and the creation process behind that. So we're gonna get into that right now. When it comes to that, I'm not gonna play the actual video, but we will hear the audio. So this is the one and only Taylor Swift talking about how the process of keeping the album a secret ended up going in as far as coming into fruition, giving it to the masses.
That I had been carrying.
How does it feel to have this out in the world?
I mean, I'm so excited about, like, this was sort of a surprise and a secret that I had been carrying around for a year, and I was so excited. It's like when you're like, I got a really great Christmas present from my brother, but you have it for a year.
Yeah.
And so it's really exciting that, you know, they have opened the present and they are playing with the toy. It's fantastic. Like, this has just been, like, I think the most well-matched era in terms of where my life was when I wrote it and then where I am now when it's out in the world. I feel exactly the same way as I did when I wrote and recorded these songs. It's like,
because sometimes you put out an album.
Sometimes you write, like, the Torture Poets Department. Like, the name didn't lie. I was like, I wrote that song and I was just like miserable.
Yeah.
And then when I put it out, I was like, I'm so happy now. So I just, like, release week meant just like putting my phone in a drawer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I, you know, this feels so special because, like with my albums, I love to kind of, you know, showcase sort of like aspects of my personality that are in the extreme, right? Yeah. Like Torture Poets Department, my last album was really highlighting the facets of me that are like a writer that's like earnest and stoic and raw and sort of like the sprawling part of it, where the part of me that wants to just be like, I'm just gonna write everything and give you everything I wrote.
Raw.
Right? Raw and like pain and just excruciating detail. And then there's this like, that was the character of the poet, and this I wanted to be the character of the showgirl, which is like other aspects of a person's personality where you're like funny and feisty and like.
Be like, I promise this is not AI. This is Taylor Swift talking about her overall creation process for Life of a Showgirl on Jimmy Kimmel's late night show.
Like, and like having a blast and flirty and sort of tongue in cheek and a little scandalous and
yes.
like
yes.
friendly.
Yes!
All right, so we're gonna leave it off right there. So basically, when it comes to Taylor Swift talking about the Life of a Showgirl compared to the Torture Poets Department, I think she does a great job on making herself feel relatable. Even when she announced the Life of a Showgirl on her boyfriend's podcast, I believe when talking about certain things in the industry, she makes it seem like, oh, she's just an everyday citizen, you know, just trying to make a honest living, right? And then you come to realize, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the biggest musicians we've ever seen in the history of music creation.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at this.
So shout out to her, whoever her team is, they're doing phenomenal. And that's an understatement. All of these adjectives that I'm giving to compliment her doing phenomenal numbers is a straight up understatement, because I really don't know how to describe the amount of BTA that's about to be put on the music industry for the foreseeable future. Having a 4 million plus first week sales, safe to say, Taylor Swift's album is going to be number one for at least 2 months. And that may be an understatement, because once again, her closest competition was Morgan Wallen as far as first week sales, and he sold 493,000 first week. So keep that in mind. With that being said, of course, you know, Future Chart Analytics has her slated to have not one, not two. Now I feel like LeBron right now. Not 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but 12 tracks. Because of course, guess how many tracks is on the album? Exactly. All 12 tracks are going to be charting from 1 to 12 on Billboard Top 100. And obviously that's probably a given, especially when going over other details as far as how far ahead she is of her competition. So that's the main thing I wanted to get across. I didn't want to spend too much time on it, even though I basically did. But, you know, as far as my podcast being titled Notorious Mass Effect, it would be ironic if I didn't give this much praise to Taylor Swift, because this is essentially what I'm talking about as far as affecting the masses notoriously and showcasing what dreamlike analytics look like. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Taylor Swift's album, The Life of a Showgirl? Doing phenomenal as far as 4 million plus first week. And of course, what do you think about her movie doing well as well in the box office to the point where it became, I lost my place, my fault. Like, you guys, hold on, where am I dropping?
You guys, see, that's the problem.
To the point where, hold up now. Okay, I'm not gonna find it. I'm not gonna find it. That's sad. That's sad day in history. Let me see. Movie. Oh, here we go. To the point where he probably even forgot what I was talking about. It was the highest grossing album debut event film ever. So once again, we're going to act like that ain't happened. Just want to take Drake over here. So I click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Taylor Swift's album doing 4 million plus first week? And what do you think about her movie doing well in the box office to the point where it was the highest grossing album debut event film ever? And also, what is your favorite track off of The Life of a Showgirl?